Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, everybody. Whoa. On screen now is right-wing MAGA provocateur Milo Yiannopoulos. And I'm sorry for the jump scare. I know that's a quite creepy photo with his dark eye bags. But this was Milo Yiannopoulos just yesterday after being detained by ICE agents. The very same ICE agents that he has been advocating total immunity for the past year. The very same ICE agents who killed American citizens like Alex Preddy, like Renee Nicole Good, who have killed people who are here trying to live a better life, like Lorenzo Araujo Salgado down in Texas, or the man who was killed in Maine. ICE agents are out of control, they are rogue, and every once in a while they do something quite ironic. In this case, the irony can be found in the fact that Milo Yiannopoulos was tweeting out total legal immunity for ICE agents when they're on duty. Well, those very same ICE agents that Milo Yiannopoulos was praising and glazing left him like this in a detention center in Louisiana to be deported as soon as possible. Let me walk you through this case, because the Homeland Security account then sent out a tweet breaking down why they deported him, but it's a little bit more nuanced. This seems to be the Trump admin using their monopoly on force in order to surgically target people that they view as enemies of the administration. Milo Yiannopoulos has been a MAGA right-wing troll for the past decade, but much like Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson and many others, he is now leaving MAGA because he says that Trump is no longer truly MAGA. So what he's essentially saying is that he wants Trump to be more extreme. He wants Trump to continue to carry out the 2016 vision of draining the swamp, and he's disappointed with how Trump has functioned thus far, but for a different reason than I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed because Trump is too extreme and is ruining this country and our economy. Milo Yiannopoulos was then targeted by Laura Loomer. I find this one to be quite odd. You know, the best summary of this entire situation came from Dylan on Twitter. He says, "On one hand, Milo Yiannopoulos' arrest by ICE is a likely sign that the Trump admin is using their monopoly on force to persecute those with whom its officials have petty interpersonal feuds. But on the other hand, it's very funny, so it's impossible to say whether it's good or not." He's obviously being sarcastic. We think that it's bad that the Trump admin is targeting their political opponents, but you can also acknowledge there's a little bit of irony and richness to the fact that Milo is being eaten by his own. From my understanding, he used to be friends with Laura Loomer, and now Laura Loomer is getting him deported and uprooting his life. Laura Loomer posted this back in March of 2026, so a few months back. She said, "Why hasn't the Trump administration deported Milo? He is allegedly living in Los Angeles on an expired visa. He is calling for regime change in the U.S. and posts Holocaust denial as an immigrant. It's time for him to be deported. He didn't campaign for Trump. Milo is a foreigner." So some weird xenophobia coming from Laura Loomer, but Milo is a piece of shit. He tweeted out, "I was there when the president came down the golden elevator. I campaigned for him for years, but I am faithful to the mission, not the man. Trump has lost his way, bought off by foreign interests. Those of us who made him what he is have a duty to unmake him, and we will." Listen, I'm not one to ever defend Trump. That's not this. But I don't think Milo Yiannopoulos made him what he is. Trump is a wrecking ball of an idiot on his own without Milo Yiannopoulos doing anything. Like, Laura Loomer has more claim because she is crazy as hell, and she is using her proximity to the president in order to get people deported. Laura Loomer then followed up yesterday and said, "Loomered. Milo Yiannopoulos is in ICE custody after I exposed his illegal alien lifestyle." Okay, this is just a vile way to speak about other people. I very much so dislike Milo Yiannopoulos, but Laura Loomer is just a vile human being. But so is our official government. They are targeting people not based off of like immigration status. I don't think this is some random sweep where they found Milo Yiannopoulos in New Orleans. I'm pretty sure they're targeting him specifically because he disagrees with the administration, and that is a scary, slippery slope. By the way, I will be debating right-wing commentator CJ Pearson in Nashville, Tennessee on September 12th. If you live in the area, click the top link in the description, get some tickets, show up. If not, then make sure you drop a like on the video below, and let's keep reading this. The DHS Gov Twitter account says, on August 27th, ICE arrested Milo Yiannopoulos, an illegal alien from the United Kingdom, at the Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport in Louisiana. Yiannopoulos legally entered the country on May 14th of 2019 through New York City, New York. He chose to overstay his welcome in violation of our nation's laws. And guys, this is one of the most common ways that immigrants here turn into illegal immigrants. Remember when Donald Trump for years was saying he wants to build a huge wall at our border? Well, the reality is 50% of the people who MAGA calls illegal immigrants are people who came over here through legal processes, have a visa, then overstayed their visa because they kept working. MAGA has this weird image that people are just breaking into our country day in and day out. No, it's people coming over here to work and then overstaying their visa. It's a very common thing. Yiannopoulos was issued a final order of removal by an immigration judge on July 22nd after failing to show up to his immigration hearing. He will remain in ICE custody pending approval. Being in detention is a choice. We encourage all illegal aliens to take control of their departure with the CBP Home app. The United States is offering illegal aliens $3,000 and a free flight to self-deport now. Isn't that just more costly? I mean, I agree that if an immigrant comes to the United States, they should become productive, tax-paying members of society, right? That is very often what happens when people immigrate to the U.S. So then to pay people taxpayer dollars to leave the country and not become tax-paying, productive citizens, it just feels incredibly odd. But that aside, the broader immigration conversation aside, Milo Yiannopoulos has been glazing ICE in all of their human rights abuses, only for him to then not show up to his own immigration hearing. Quote, California needs ICE checkpoints at supermarket entrances, gas stations, strip malls, intersections, government buildings, with on-the-spot deportation for anyone who can't prove they are in the U.S. legally, he posted on social media in June of 2025. Total legal immunity for ICE agents when they're on duty, said Milo Yiannopoulos in 2025. Quote, there is one concrete thing we must insist on the administration delivering. It matters a lot more than debts measured in imaginary money. We have got to deport millions and millions of people. Without that, nothing else matters. Milo Yiannopoulos said that and then was deported. This is him about a week ago on Tim Pool's podcast allegedly exposing, right-wing commentator Benny Johnson for what Milo claims is Benny being gay. Now, I don't have any way to prove these claims, and honestly, I don't really care if someone's gay or not. It really isn't my place to care what people do in their lives. But Benny Johnson is somebody who is constantly being homophobic and trying to push back against gay marriage in America. So just listen to this.
One of the most distinctive things about the right wing in this country is its homosexual overtones. Benny Johnson posts pictures of his children every 2 days. It's weird. And everybody knows what went on with Benny Johnson in those lobbies and in those hotel rooms at SAS. Everybody knows.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Men. Younger men. Not underage. At least I don't know that. His wife was crying drunk in the lobby 3 sasses in a row.
That's Milo Yiannopoulos on screen right now.
About how her husband was upstairs with boys.
Come on.
Go ask her.
Come on.
Go ask her.
Come on, Milo.
Go ask her.
Milo, aren't you ever scared of getting sued? You say sitting here like, I am humbled by the lore and your ability.
The audacity
there's no teapots in this room right now to express how I feel.
George, I have said these things about people for 20 years and never once in my career been sued. I've issued 3 corrections in my entire journalistic career because I get my facts right and people know that they do not want to go through discovery.
Actually, I want to say this.
I've never been sued for anything I've ever said about anyone.
The one thing I can... I need to say this.
Because I'm right.
The most terrifying thing about Milo is that he knows all your secrets.
Oh, no, he knows everybody's lore. Trust me. I am terrified of Milo. I will never cross Milo. Milo is the one person that people say, like, why are you friends with him? Bitch knows too much.
Well, now he's not going to know anything about America because he's going to be gone. He's going to be getting deported. Now, Benny Johnson highly contested the claims that Milo Yiannopoulos made in these videos, but it's been something that people have been talking about in online politics for a while, spreading rumors about him. Honestly, my philosophy at the end of the day, and some people may think this is too virtuous or whatever, my philosophy is we should attack people's ideas, tear them down for being dumbass idiots who support MAGA. I don't give a shit if somebody's gay or not. Like, it genuinely doesn't matter to me. But Laura Loomer is out here saying, "Loomered, Milo Yiannopoulos is in ICE custody after I exposed his illegal alien lifestyle." Again, this person is just vile. So at the end of the day, two things can be true at once. First of all, I dislike Milo Yiannopoulos. I think he's vile. I think Laura Loomer is vile. But at the very same time, I dislike the fact that the Trump administration is using their monopoly over ICE and all of their power in order to surgically target people who they view as enemies of the states. Milo Yiannopoulos getting arrested for his legal status would be one thing, but doing it in a retaliatory manner because Laura Loomer asked you to is incredibly scary, and Trump has been doing this a lot. Look at what he tweeted about Maggie Haberman, a New York Times reporter. "This is some crazy, crazy shit. The president of the United States is trying to scare reporters, journalists, college campuses, the media, TV shows, anyone who speaks negatively about him from doing it." He said, "Maggie Haberman." Hagerman. Her name is Maggie Haberman, but he said, "Maggie Hagerman, the fake reporter from the failing New York Times, an unattractive person both inside and out, who knows less about me than most reporters, made up a story that on September 11th, I'm not going to the World Trade Center. This is the most corrupt news ever." He then rants for a while, but what he says at the bottom is really scary. He says, "She's been falsely writing about me for years. She's a stalker and should be forced to turn over any and all money she's made through her fake reporting on me." I'm sorry, what? So you're targeting people like Milo Yiannopoulos. I'm not going to cry tears about that. But then you're also openly saying, as the president of the United States, that journalists should have their money taken away, their lives ruined, investigated, and then just calling them unattractive? Are we like high school mean girls at this point? Donald Trump has been operating like the girl from the movie Mean Girls, where every single day he's got some burn book that he's looking into and tearing people's names out. Mehdi Hassan gets the final word of this episode as he posted, "Ha ha 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 ha." And this is in response to Milo Yiannopoulos saying that Mehdi should be deported a few months back. He said, "Okay, now I get why he likes Mamdani. State should denaturalize and deport Mehdi R. Hassan. I'm writing a letter to that effect and making sure it gets in front of the right people." So Milo Yiannopoulos was trying to appeal to his Trump admin connections to get Mehdi Hassan deported. Now Milo Yiannopoulos is getting deported as I make this video. As always, if you appreciate these videos, drop a like. Subscribe. I love you all. See you in the next video, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.